T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good morning. I'm Lee Harris in the newsroom. John Montone out in the field for us this morning. Well, the vaping crisis kind of came out of nowhere, but it's really accelerated in the past few weeks. Governor Cuomo is determined to ban flavored vaping products in New York State. He can't actually wave a wand himself and make it happen, but he can lean on the State Public Health and Health Planning Council to impose the emergency regulations he wants, and that is the plan. It can all happen in just a couple of weeks. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone is live in Midtown this morning with his take and reaction to this. John?
And as I was listening to Andrew Cuomo talk about this, I thought, you know, if he was a cartoon character, he'd have smoke coming out of his ears. The governor says the vaping industry's business strategy smells awful familiar to him. Awfully familiar to him, but it is awful to him, I guess. He said it reminds him of the way tobacco got kids addicted to nicotine. You know, they try these flavors that, you know, sound harmless, like bubble gum and cotton candy, and pretty soon they're nicotine addicts and customers for life.
And we've also heard from students who say this really is a big thing in schools now, right?
Yeah, there was a little girl, a seventh grader, and she was saying that it's so easy to hide from teachers because they look like, flash drives. She says the bathroom in her school is now known as the Jewel Room after the popular e-cig brand, because so many kids go in there to satisfy their nicotine cravings.
Well, the ban could be in effect in a couple of weeks, and then the next interesting part will be to see how kids get around the ban, because kids will be kids.
Yeah, I should mention that the governor said store owners who continue to sell these flavored e-cigs could be prosecuted for endangering the welfare of minors. So not only will there be civil penalties, but criminal as well.
That is a felony. John Montone, live from Midtown this morning on 1010 Winds, the all-local. Well, a robber picked the wrong smoke shop to hold up in Brooklyn yesterday. He went into Fifth Avenue Convenience in Park Slope around lunchtime, demanding money. The one employee behind the counter initially pretended to help the robber. He led him under the counter, you know, where the money would be. But instead of helping him, he grabbed a box cutter and plunged it into the robber's gut. The robber ran off, but the cops got him and took him to a hospital. No word on charges yet, but there will be some. It was a murder-suicide last night in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. Cops say a 47-year-old man shot a 44-year-old woman and then shot himself. It happened in an apartment building at Claremont and Flushing around 11:45 last night. There are no IDs yet on that. Stu Leonard's taking a big step today, opening its first supermarket in New Jersey, Paramus specifically, and Stu Leonard Jr. tells us that New Jersey native Martha Stewart will be on hand to make it all official.
What we're excited about is Martha is going to introduce her salmon with this beautiful lemon herb marinade, and also we're introducing her coffee.
Well, nice to meet you, Coffee. They'll also be renaming a cow in honor of Martha Stewart. It says here this will be a live cow because, you know, how would it look otherwise? All this going down at 5:30 this afternoon at the brand-new $400 million Stu Leonard's in the Paramus Park Mall. Some limited express service returns to the F train today for the first time in more than 40 years. A total of 4 rush hour trains will be skipping stops between Church Avenue and J Street Metro Tech, with the exception of the 7th Avenue stop in Park Slope. There will be 2 Manhattan-bound trains between 7 and 7:30 a.m. and 2 Coney Island-bound trains between 5 and 5:40 p.m. on this express schedule. And the MTA is hoping this will give riders a little relief on what has been a chronically unreliable line. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.